we were talking about rising costs, but the indigent care was becoming a major concern about this time as well. And I don't know how Blue Cross was addressing that or hospitals were.
Oklahoma, unfortunately, has always been in one of the top categories for having an uninsured population and an indigent population. In fact, back in the 90s, when the wellness programs and all the stay well programs and things like that were developed and implemented to try to improve the health in the state, it was a well-known fact that Oklahoma was the only state in the union whose health status declined from year to year based on national statistics. So we've had this problem ongoing for a long time. Back in those days, post-trauma syndrome wasn't really known about for all the World War II veterans coming back. But all those guys that came back in the late 40s and 50s and 60s suffered from that tremendously. There's been a lot of discussion about that led to a lot of the indigent, the uninsured population. They didn't know how to handle that type of disease. So you talked about the extended benefits. You know, we really didn't know what that was all about back in those days, like we do today. That was really the start of addressing the health status in the state of Oklahoma. And back in those days, being a rural state, too, you didn't have big urban centers that had big facilities to take care of people. They didn't go to the doctor unless they absolutely had to. There's a lot of factors that contributed to that, but that's been a factor that we've been addressing for a long time. At one time, I remember when I first came on board back in the early 80s, Henry Bellman came into the office and asked Ralph, he said, "We got to do something." He said, "This is such a serious issue. Do something for me." I remember going to meetings with Ralph and Henry Bellman, and he said, "Can you give me a $20 plan or something that we can sell to people to try to address this problem with the indigent population?" And we come up with a program. We jokingly called it El Cheapo back in those days, but we put together really a good benefit plan to take to the market. Bellman got on the radio and TV with Ralph. We promoted this thing through the state. But quite candidly, as the old saying goes, the dogs didn't like the dog food. They wouldn't even buy a $20 product to insure themselves. So finding the magic solution to that is very difficult. And quite candidly, I don't think anyone has yet.
It's being addressed today, even.
Yeah.
They don't want to buy insurance. So that meeting with Henry Bellman, it was a good idea. He certainly was sincere, and you embraced it.
Well, I had met Henry because he became active in politics. I thought we ought to be participating in political affairs, too. I went to a precinct meeting with the executive vice president of St. John's Hospital here in Tulsa. Somehow or other, I came out of that meeting elected precinct chairman. It was a railroad job, I think. Then I went looking in Oklahoma City for somebody that we could talk to that had political connections in Oklahoma City. G.T. Blankenship, who was a prominent family in Oklahoma City, at that same time was getting organized, and we had a heck of a time finding the Republican headquarters. It was in an office building and it didn't have a name on the door. Bellman was doing the same thing. He was back from the war and he thought that the veterans ought to be a part of political affairs because we needed some things, health care being one of them. So that's how Blankenship and I both met Henry Bellman. He later then became chairman of the Republican Party in Oklahoma. In a state that Republican was not a very popular word.
That's why you couldn't find that Republican, because it was all Democrat. And for those who will be listening for years from now, here we are. It's a very Republican state, obviously, but it started with Henry Bellman, the shift to Republicanism in Oklahoma. He was our first Republican governor, of course.
Right. Very good friend of mine, incidentally, and he did a lot of things for me and my family, so. He's a joy.
Well, we always knew him as a matter-of-fact, down-to-earth, don't-mess-around, straight-shooting kind of guy, and you would probably agree with that.
Oh, I would, 100%. When he ran for the U.S. Senate, I was going to Washington to pay a visit to Washington. He was there at the time. He thought I ought to spend some more time in Washington, and I did spend some time in Washington, but I had to leave Blue Cross in order to do that. But that was part of an experiment. In the process, with G.T. Blankenship and Henry Bellman and myself, they wanted me to get involved as a candidate. Andy Helen was from Wisconsin, Minnesota area. He had been active in politics in that area. So Henry Bellman and a group of the Tulsa Club people thought we would go to the Sunray Oil Company, who were enrolled in Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And they asked Andy Helen then if I could run for the State House of Representatives. We decided that it was a nice experiment to see if a corporate guy could get elected and serve in Oklahoma legislature. And I served in both the House of Representatives and the Senate in Oklahoma.
While with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
While with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Mm-hmm. To see if the experiment worked.
And did it?
No.
Why not?
Our fellow employees didn't like for me to be proposing legislation that our customers didn't necessarily agree with.
Okay.
Was the main problem.
So they heard feedback then on that?
Well, they got feedback plenty. Because I was a reformer, and so was Henry Bellman, and so was G.T. Blankenship, and folks like that.
But if this guy who works for Blue Cross is over there in the city proposing these things, then we don't like Blue Cross.
That's the idea. That's the thing that occurred, and nobody ever asked me not to run. I just decided that I'd rather have a job at Blue Cross and Blue Shield than to be a politician.
That's right. Wise choice.
Yes.